Music on Main is in its fifth year right now. Outdoor concert series over the hill there in Victor. And there's another show tonight between 6:30 and 9:30. One of the bands we've recently got a hold of in the last year or so, Backyard Tire Fire, is going to be performing. And we have them on the line just for a second. They're on their way here right now, driving all the way from, I guess, New York City. Ed Anderson is with us. How you doing, Ed?
Very good. Yeah, we were in New York City last week, but I guess on this trip, we made it the trip from New York back last week, and then we're just coming from Illinois on this one, but kind of going from one end of the country to the other. That was a good time.
As we speak, he is getting his oil changed in Cheyenne, and if everything goes well with that, they will be pulling in sometime here a little bit later on today. And I think he's just sitting down reading right now. What, you want to tell everybody what book you're reading?
Sure. It's called Herzog. It was written in the mid-60s by a guy named Saul Bellow from Chicago.
Okay. And are they treating you nice down in Cheyenne?
Yeah, man. Well, it took a little while to find a place that would take the van and trailer for an oil change, but we found one after a little bit of looking around, and hopefully we'll be on our way here shortly.
So from what I've read about you guys, you're one of those groups that are just constantly touring.
Yeah, we've certainly, I guess the summer's a little bit lighter than normal, but we certainly put our time in, that's for sure. Yeah, we do, I would say, a couple hundred nights a year somewhere in there, and you know, we like to work. I like to be out doing it, and so the more gigs, the better as far as I'm concerned.
And where are you guys from originally?
The band is based in Bloomington, Illinois, which is like 2 hours south of Chicago. My brother plays bass, and him and I grew up near the city of Chicago. But we like living down in Bloomington. It's a little cheaper to live, and there's a couple of colleges, and it's a pretty cool little area.
Well, you've probably never heard our program before, but we call this the Book of Rock and Roll, and it's where we kind of take you back to the past and play an older song and usually talk a little bit about the history of it. But since we have you guys in town today, if we played Good to Be, is there any kind of a story behind that particular song you could tell us? I know it just came out like in the last year or so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple things, I guess, with that song. But first, I wrote that song when I woke up in a hotel room in DeKalb, Illinois, which is northern Illinois. And the night before, I had been at a gig that we had done and ran into somebody who was good friends with somebody who I knew from years before when I used to go to that town, and I went to school there a long time before that and got my undergraduate degree there, and I used to play the open mics. And there was a guy that hosted the open mics who was in a wheelchair. I hadn't seen him in years, and he had MS. He was a great musician, but you could see that he was starting to kind of fade a little bit, but his attitude was fantastic, and he was a really funny guy and a cool dude. And I'm sure he still is. I haven't seen him, but I ran into somebody that was friends with him that had seen him and had seen him lately, and he was still kicking, and I gave him a CD, and I told him, you know, to let this guy know that he was inspirational to me. And then, and that his guidance early on was kind of something that kind of made me want to get into it, and I gave him a CD, and I never did hear back from him, but I woke up the next day kind of thinking about that guy in my mind and about the kind of hand that he's been dealt, yet his attitude is still really, really good. It was just kind of, that's where the song kind of came from, is kind of appreciating the moment, you know, and maybe not focusing on the things that aren't going the way that you want them to go, but, you know, trying to focus on the positives. And that's really what that song's about. And really the whole record has that kind of theme to it, you know. But so that's kind of where that one came from, I guess. Yeah.
And to this day, he does not know that it was written about him? You guys haven't talked to him since?
No, he has no idea. Yeah.
Backyard Tire Fire, Ed Anderson, right there. Tonight, 6:30 to 9:30, Music on Main over the pass in Victor is going to be going on. Well, we won't take up too much of your time. I heard a horn honk just a few minutes ago, so I think they might be done with your vehicle.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. We look forward. Hopefully we'll see you out there, and we look forward to playing music for everybody.
Ed Anderson right there from Backyard Tire Fire tonight, 6:30 to 9:30, Music on Main in Victor.